Good morning. Good to be able to be asked to give the message this morning. And hopefully it's beneficial to all of us. Like I said, I do want to start out with a prayer before we begin. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to be here this morning. We ask that you'll be with us throughout this time. At this time, we want to lift up Mike in our prayer, Lord. We ask that you'll be with him, be with the doctors that are administering to him. And if it be your will, may you bring him back with a full measure of health, Lord. We know that there's some struggles going on there. We just ask you to be with him, be with his family. But we also ask you to be with the Woodruff family. And we just ask that you'll comfort them, give them strength. Lord, we just look unto you for all things. And we ask for your guidance in each and everything that we do. We ask all this in your son's name we pray. Amen. This morning, the lesson this morning be building a strong foundation. Building a strong foundation. And as was read earlier, Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. We'll just go ahead and read that again. And then we'll make some points this morning. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall. For it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and slammed against that house and it fell and great was its fall. In this lesson this morning, we're going to understand what a foundation is and also we will see the need for a strong foundation. And we're just going to break down these verses a little bit. Jesus, and this is Jesus talking here, and he's talking in a parable. And parables are an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And the hearing is part of being wise. And it says there in verse 24, everyone who hears these words of mine, hearing is part of being wise. Are we good listeners? Do we really listen to what God tells us in the Scriptures? Or do we ignore it and do whatever we want, not thinking about the consequences? You know, it's good to be wise in this world we live in. But we just need to be sure that we use godly wisdom and not worldly wisdom. And that was talked about earlier this morning in class. We need godly wisdom and not worldly wisdom. In Job chapter 28 and verse 28. Job chapter 28 and verse 28. And he said to man, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and turn away from evil is understanding. We need both wisdom and understanding. You know, in Acts chapter 8, verses 30 and 31. Acts chapter 8, verses 30 and 31. And this is the Ethiopian eunuch. This is the Ethiopian eunuch here. In Acts chapter 8, verses 30 and 31. So Philip ran to him, and he heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and asked, do you understand what you're reading? In verse 31, and he said, how can I unless someone guides me? And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. The eunuch wanted to be taught. He wanted to be taught, and he was willing to listen. You know, sometimes we need guidance through the Scriptures. But the man wanted to understand what he was reading. This man wanted to understand what he is reading better than leaning on his own understanding. God will give us wisdom if we ask for his guidance. It's up to us to ask for that wisdom in our decision making in life. You know, we should pray about situations in our life. You know, that we need help. And one thing that we need to understand is we're not alone. Many times we lean on our own understanding without praying. praying to God about it. You know, Philip helped guide the eunuch in the right direction. He preached to him and then baptized him. The eunuch saw the importance of baptism, and he didn't want to put it off. He didn't want to put it off. He wanted to be baptized right then. He did not wait. We know the right thing to do, and we don't do it. That's on us. We will be held accountable for that. We must not let ourselves get in the way of our obedience. We must not let ourselves get in the way of our obedience. In Acts chapter 24, verses 24 and 25, and this is Felix, King Felix. After some days, Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who is Jewish, and he sent for Paul and heard him speak about faith in Christ Jesus. And then verse 25, and as he reasoned about righteousness and self-control and the coming judgment, Felix was alarmed and said, "Go away for the present. When I get an opportunity, I will summon you." What better opportunity is now? Now is an opportunity. You know, Felix did not want to obey at that time. He put it off. Do we put things off and procrastinate, thinking that we can do things later? Sometimes we do that. Why put off what you can do today? You know, at the end of a sermon, we extend an invitation for those who need prayers, for those who want to be baptized. But that's not the only time it can be done. The invitation is always there. Anytime. God invites us to obey His word. You know, Felix even sent for Paul. He sent for Paul and wanted to hear him, but he didn't want to obey at that time. You know, it's always good to obey God's word. We live in a fast-paced world that's getting away from God. We can make time for everything else but God. God needs to be at the center of our lives. Our foundation must be solid and strong. And Jesus Christ is our foundation. He is our rock on which we stand. Let's talk about that rock. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 25, there it deals with the house on the rock. You know, the rains came down and the winds blew, and this house did not fall. It was strong. It was immovable. This is the best foundation to have, one that's built on Jesus Christ. You know, we sing the song, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, then wholly lean on Jesus' name." And then the chorus, "On Christ is solid. Rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand." There is no other foundation to build on. Other foundations, they will fall. They will fall. We need that foundation that's only built on Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. "According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus." Jesus is our only foundation. He is our only foundation. If we have a good foundation, nothing can tear it down. Nothing can tear it down. We can't have a weak foundation. A weak foundation will not stand. We can stand firm in Jesus Christ. He is our secure place. We can't allow the world to influence us. We must change the world. People must be able to see that we are different. In Psalm 18 and verse 46, read a couple of readings here in Psalms. Psalm 18 and verse 46, "The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted for the God of my salvation. Also in Psalm 31 and verse 3, for you are my rock and my fortress, and for your name's sake, you lead me and guide me. Jesus Christ is our rock, and his foundation is the only one that will stand. Do we live this way as we should? And probably not. Do we fully trust in God and his ways for us? His ways for us? Well, we should. We kind of like being in charge and kind of like trusting ourselves more than God. And it should be the other way around. You know, in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. We should keep these words in mind as we strive for godly wisdom. His ways are better than ours. We must put our full trust in God to lead us in the right direction. We don't want to go through life lost. You know, being lost is never good. In the spiritual sense, it will not be good, because if we are outside of Christ, we are eternally lost. If we are outside of Christ, we are eternally lost. Without Christ, we have nothing. There is no better life than to be in Christ. We want people to ask, like they did in Acts chapter 2, what must I do to be saved? In Acts chapter 2, that's what they asked after the preaching was done. What must I do to be saved? That's the question we love to hear in a Bible study. If we are lost, hell is what awaits us. We shouldn't want anyone to be lost. A Christian can fall and lose their soul. Sin is something we must try to stay away from. Living in sin can cost us our soul. We should be drawing closer to God as Christians each and every day. This foundation we're talking about, it withstood the floods and the winds, yet did not fall. That's a strong foundation, and it shall not be moved. That is how grounded we must be in God's Word. Built so strong that we cannot be moved. We can withstand the storms of life. The example I give here is Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark. God told Noah how to build it, gave the dimensions and what kind of wood to use. The ark withstood the flood because of Noah's obedience. His obedience, it saved 8 souls, and he had God's protection, and so do we. Noah had a choice, just like us, to obey or not. But his faith is discussed in Hebrews chapter 11. It's the chapter of faithful people, called the Hall of Faith. You know, we should be like Noah. Noah obeyed without asking questions. We ask too many questions and make excuses why we don't obey as we should. Obedience is way better than destruction. The next thing I want to talk about comes out of Matthew chapter 7, verse 26 there. It talks about the foolish man. In verses 24 and 26, Jesus asserts his authority. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them. We must act. You know, we must be doers of God's word and not just hearers only. James chapter 1 deals with that. James 1 and verse 22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So listening is only part of what we do. We must act. So listening, being a Christian is about being active in the church and finding ways to be of service. If we don't act, then we are considered to be foolish. We must listen and act. If God says it, we should do it. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7. Proverbs 1 and verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. We are considered to be fools if we despise wisdom and instruction. Also in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 35. Proverbs 3 and 35. The wise will inherit honor, but fools get disgrace. We should not want to bring disgrace to God. We are made in His image, so we must do our best to imitate Christ and bring honor to Him. This foolish man, he built his house on the sand. Well, what we know about sand will stick together, but it's not strong. It's not strong. It will not withstand heavy rains and storms. Sand by itself will wash out. Water will wipe it away. The world builds their foundations on sand. It withers away. It doesn't stay, and it's not permanent. You know, foolishness gets us nowhere. God speaks to us through the Scriptures if we will listen and act. In Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 15, Proverbs 12 and verse 15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. We must not be right in our own eyes. We want to be right in God's eyes. He's the only one that matters. He's the only one that we need to please. We must not please ourselves. Also in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 16. Proverbs 14 and verse 16. One who is wise is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is reckless and careless. A fool doesn't care about anyone but himself. Selfishness is not worth losing our soul. Pleasing self is not important. What God says is important. What He tells us. We must turn away from evil if we want to be wise in God's eyes. We must turn away from evil. The Bible says a lot about wise and about the foolish. The last thing I want to talk about is the house on the sand. We know in Matthew 7 and verse 27 there, it did not withstand the floods and it fell. It did not withstand the rain, the winds. It fell down and it fell hard. It never had a chance to stand firm like the house on the rock. It just didn't have the same foundation. Not built strong enough. Many times our foundation is like the sand. It's here and then it's gone. It doesn't last long and it's easily moved. It's better to be grounded in the faith so we can withstand the devil and his schemes. Acts chapter 5 and verse 3. In Acts chapter 5 and verse 3. And this is Ananias and Sapphira. But right here it's talking about Ananias. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back for yourself part of the proceeds of the land? You know, Ananias, he had a chance to tell the truth. He had a chance to tell the truth and he chose to lie, which cost him his life. He allowed Satan to fill his heart with evil. We too are sometimes weak, and that's when Satan is out to get us. You know, we need to say, get behind me, Satan, because that's what Jesus did. Jesus said that. Godly thoughts is what we should be after. We must be truthful with God and must be truthful with ourselves. We can't hide from God. We can't hide from Him. And when we've done wrong, we can't hide. God knows everything that we do. He does. He sees that. And we will be judged on those things. We must be strong and do what's right, even though we may be standing alone. And doing what's right isn't always what's popular. Someone has to stand for the truth, which we have been given. We've been given the truth. We can't be afraid to share it with those around us. Satan will even tell us not to preach the word. He doesn't want us to do that. That's his schemes. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 5, 1 Corinthians 7 and verse 5, do not deprive one another except perhaps by agreement for a limited time that you may devote yourselves to prayer. But then come together again so that Satan may not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. We must have self-control with Satan and understand that he is after us. He's out to get us whatever way he can. We must build our foundation on Christ. If we don't, our house will not stand. Wisdom is putting what we know to be true to use. Putting it to use. How strong is your foundation this morning? Is your foundation built on Jesus Christ? Can your house withstand the storms of life? Or will it wither away? Are you building on that foundation, or is it just sitting there? And building on that foundation is reading the Bible, studying, being in God's Word. The only way that we can build on it is if we study our Bibles and learn God's way for us. And that's how we grow closer. And we should want to grow closer to Him each and every day. If Christ came today, where are you in your spiritual life? Something for us to think about. If you haven't become a child of God and haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a Christian and you've walked away from God and you're struggling with things, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitation song.